joining us at our broadcast location, another one of our Patriots Monday regulars, Ty Warren, who looks like a businessman. Got your little bag over your shoulder. You look like you're going to the office to do some business.
Well, it's a short week this week, so I got my book bag and ready for whatever notes. And
good for studying, right?
Good for studying.
What'd you think of the offensive linemen who were going up against you yesterday for the Buffalo Bills? What kind of challenge was that? I always like to hear some of the tales from the trenches.
There's some big fellas. We've got some big fellas across the board. I think Bill made it a point that they were all like 320 pounds at least, and I think they averaged that. So there were some pretty big fellas. So I was doing a lot of bench pressing yesterday.
A lot of bench pressing, trying to get ready
you
for
them,
huh?
You were chucking them around out there.
Yeah, I was trying to.
You had a sack. You led the team with 7 tackles. Mm-hmm. I thought you had a very physical day up front, as probably they all are in your mind anyway. Right. But it looked like you had maybe even your best game of the year. What did you think?
If you want to look at numbers, you probably can say that. But I think grade myself. I think probably my first game wasn't too good in my eyes. None of them has been my best or where I would like it to be, but I think I kind of caught fire right before we went out to the West Coast, and I think I've been playing pretty decent since then.
Now, you told us before, you look at these films pretty thoroughly, so you've already looked at yesterday's game on film. Mm-hmm. What did you see in the Ty Warren film study? What did you see that you didn't like?
I really didn't get to analyze it much. I just kind of just flew through it. I'm gonna go back again and just watch it again. I didn't watch it thoroughly enough to come in here and tell you any specifics, but I feel like we played the run real well. And that's always the emphasis of ours up front with the front 7. Statistically, it didn't look like we had many sacks, but we were getting back there and a lot of hands in his face and just pushing the pocket and making him move around back there with the short passes they were throwing. But I think just collectively as a defense, we played a good team defense.
And we talked to Seymour about facing Marshawn Lynch and how he's a power back, a between the tackles back. How is it, you know, going up against him? I mean, what do you try to accomplish when you face a Marshawn Lynch compared to someone, let's say a scat back like Thomas Jones, who you're going to face on Thursday?
Talking about Marshawn, I think I do have a story or two for you from yesterday on that. We all know he was a good runner and, everything coming into the game. I got my mitts on him several times. And the thing about him that you don't notice with a lot of other backs, obviously, I've got my mittens on a lot of other backs too, but the guy was kind of like, he had like a little giggle to him, like he was laughing, like he kept wanting to pump his legs, and like he enjoyed what he was doing out there, and he wasn't really trying to, dodge a hit or nothing like that. He was just really like he took pride in trying to drive his legs and get more yardage and try to make something happen, and it was funny. Because I was kind of laughing at him, and then you look through his face mask, and he got something in his mouth, a grill or something in his mouth. But it was funny because you don't see that much with backs on a week-to-week basis where they're out there knowing they're going to get hit at some point during the game, more times than none. And it was really taking pride in trying to drive his feet and having fun and giggling with it and stuff like that. And it was fun to play against a guy like that.
I saw him carry Vince for about 3 yards. Now Vince is not a small man.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like many backs in this league, with the exception of a few, you get your mittens on them and they go into the ground. I mean, it really don't take much to bring them down. But, this guy was really – seemed like he took pride in driving his legs and wanted to, make something happen. When it was nothing there, or when one guy got his mittens on him, he was really trying to seem like he didn't want one guy to bring him down. And like I said, it was a joy to play against somebody like that. It just brought a different challenge.
Not that you would ever get cocky with it, but It's interesting to hear you say that. If you face a guy who's the opposite of Marshawn Lynch, a guy who goes down quickly, and you know that in the first quarter or the second quarter, you know what's going to happen in the fourth quarter, don't you? Don't you know ahead of time that, you know, this guy doesn't want the ball, and we're going to impose our will on this team and on this player.
Yeah, more times than not, you do, and depending on how the game is going, and you know, different guys are different. You know, when things are going their way, you know, you got some front runners, and they, you know, they may say a little bit. Some guys say nothing, but just the will and the demeanor that some backs bring to the game, you know what type of game you know that you're in for that game. And Marshawn, you know, even though he was a little frustrated and he didn't get probably what he wanted to get last week, which we didn't intend to give him, but he was really driven to go out there, and it seemed like he just didn't want one guy to tackle him. So, it was, you know, like I said, it was fun.
When you're out there working and you know, you got a lot of things on your mind, I assume you never noticed this stuff. But I'm sitting here at the stadium yesterday, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure there could be a more glorious day. You know, it's November, the sun is shining, it's like the perfect day to be here. Do you ever stop and take a little stock of what's going on around you and say, man, this is just perfect?
Yeah, I mean, it was perfect. And but the thing about New England, you know, it's always going to be quiet before the storm.
Don't want to get too enthused,
so, yeah,
right?
So, you know, the cold weather and the snow and all that stuff is coming. I'm going to throw a little iceberg, and I want to just congratulate you before I get off the
– I appreciate it, man.
With the new son, and congratulations, bro.
I was telling the other guys it's the best. It's I can't imagine anything being cooler than this. It is – anything I've done before, anything, is secondary to this.
And I heard that you was at the game.
Yeah.
The water broke.
Yeah, we were in the Wilfork seats. So you might want to tile those down, bro. Yeah. Before you get back in there. But no, seriously, we were at the game. It was the second quarter, and my wife said, I think my water broke. I said, really, are you sure? I think I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And she wanted to stay because the seats were so good.
She says, Vince has these normally. Yeah, I'll never get them
courtesy to me.
That's right. And so we left at halftime, and the rest was history.
That's funny. I mean, I remember my first daughter when she was born. It was my first daughter, and so I was pretty naive to what was going to happen.
Very naive.
So my wife waked me up. She was like, I think I'm in labor. Now, I already had like a false alarm once, so I took up there and they sent us back home. So the second time, I was like, yeah, we're going. She was like, I'm serious. We need to go. So I'm driving to the hospital slow, and I'm like, let's stop by Chick-fil-A. And she was like, boy, are you serious? We need to go to Chick-fil-A? I'm like, it's just right up the street. I'm just going to Chick-fil-A and get
something.
Man's got
to eat. So,
go to Chick-fil-A later.
So we went to Chick-fil-A or whatever. And because I just didn't want to go back to the hospital with it being her first child.
And then they sent you
and
home.
And the false alarm prior to that, I was like, well, I don't want to go to this hospital and then get turned right back around. So I was just really trying to drag it along. And this time it wasn't a false alarm. And so
thought he was going to say his baby was born at
She was born at Chicken.
Yeah,
I got drive-through.
Yeah, I got a six piece of chicken minis and you know, a bottle of Similac. But that's congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wilfork joins us as well. I've never seen it before. I may never see it again. I mentioned it to Ty. I mentioned it to the other guys. I saw a running back drag you. You were on his back.
Yeah.
And his legs were moving.
You know what? During the course of the game, we talked about that play, and for some reason that game, the tackles I did have, my hand was on the ball a lot. So I was like, you know what? Let me try to get the ball out. I mean, because we talk about it, you know, in practice about getting the ball out, creating turnovers and everything. But I never had tackles in the first thing I feel is the ball. So I was like, you know what? Early in the game, I felt this, so I started snagging at it and popped out a little bit. So the second time it happened, it was like, it was almost out, and I was just pulling at the same time. He started running. And I was like, man, I thought it was going to come out. So we talked about it on the sideline. I was like, you know what? it's going to happen. It's going to pop out one of these times. And then I forget, I think it was Mayo who came to the sideline or one of the younger guys. He was like, man, that dude was actually carrying you, dude. I said, yeah, I know. He's a pretty good runner. Yeah. Because we talked about him, you know, being a strong runner, great running back. But, yeah, he carried me for a couple. But at the same time, I was nagging at that ball because I wanted it bad. And I felt it coming out. But, you know, I didn't get it. But hopefully he'll remember that next time I play him that, you know, I'm trying to get it out.
Yeah, I was telling him too, Vince, how it was like he presented like a different challenge because, you know, when you tackled him, it was like he was really trying to just keep driving his legs. He was laughing with it like he was having fun. Yeah. Like he was really trying to make some stuff happen.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, I mean, I remember talking to him last year after the first game we played him. And I told him, I say, you'll be a hell of a back in this league because the style of, you know, running that you do, you're going to always create challenges for defense. I mean, because you're a strong back and you can run. And, you know, he really, you know, looked at me, he smiled, and he was like, man, thank you, you know, for saying that. I mean, he was a rookie last year. And coming into this season here, I remember talking to, you know, some of my younger guys, Mayo and those guys, and I was telling him, I said, well, when we play Buffalo Bills, this guy can run the football. I said, this, make no mistake about it, this is one of the tougher running backs in the league because he's strong, he's shifty, and he got some power. And he has some speed. So I say when we play him, we have to do a good job of, you know, tackling. And once again, it showed last night. So we know exactly what type of running back he is. He's a hard runner. I mean, hands down. I think he's one of the tougher runners in the league right now. I mean, he's among the best. And he's only his second year in. So, I mean, that goes to show you it doesn't matter. You could be a 13-year vet or a first-year guy or a five-year guy. If you love the game the way, you know, some of these guys love the game, it'll show early. And that's one case right there. I mean, he's a great back.
Vince, I haven't talked to you since you had your meeting with the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, does that get into your head a little bit after the meeting and you have to go play football? Yeah. And it's about being instinctive and being physical. Yet the guys in the offices in New York, they don't have to worry about being instinctive and physical. They're more academics. How is that playing after that meeting with the commissioner?
I mean, it bothers me. I mean, there's a couple of times where, you know, last night, you know, Ty asked me, was I okay and everything, you know, and I just sit back and I think, you know, man, it takes away from so much I do because I play hard, you know, and first, I'm always worrying about, you know, is it late or, you know, if I make a mistake and they don't look at it as a mistake. So, I mean, it kind of nagged me, you know, it kind of bothers me, but it's something I'm going to have to fight through it. I mean, it's a couple of times, you know, after that meeting, you'll see me making tackles, and I'm putting my hands up. You know, guys pushing after the play, I'm letting them push me because I don't want to retaliate. I mean, all those things you have to think about, and it's hard to think about that playing the way I play because I love how I play, and you know, I'm a physical player, but it takes away from me a little bit. You know, but I think it's something that I'm gonna have to eventually, like, you know, forget it and play my game, but at the same time, you know, just, you know, recognize what I'm doing on the field, but it bothers me. It bothers me, and you know, and it's funny you ask me that because my wife can see it. You know, she can tell when I'm on the field that it's, you know, it's kind of bothering me, something I'm thinking about. And you know, I look at film sometimes and I can see it. So, I mean, I have to do what I got to do, but I think it'll come. Just you know, give a few games that wipe my little slate off a little bit, you know, and I can, you know, just wipe it out of my mind and just play football.
You know, one play where I think you forgot about it for a moment on the Ellis Hobbs interception.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I did.
When you forgot for a moment because you nearly killed somebody out there.
Who was it? I can't remember who it was. I saw it.
Preston.
It's Preston. Oh, that was. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when it happened, you know, I say it wasn't a cheap block. Everything happened that play was, you know, natural. Now, you know what? I didn't celebrate or nothing. If you see me, I just walked off, just pointing, whatever. Just saying, yeah, we got one, and that was it. Walked to the sideline, and you sat down and just start thinking about, well, what's coming next. But, I mean, it takes away from me a little bit, but at the same time, it's going to come. It's going to come where, you know, I'm just out there playing football. But for now, it's like I'm out there playing football, and I'm kind of hesitant, or I'm close to a quarterback, and I don't know if to hit him or not, you know, so.
Or to give him a little love tap.
I can't do that right now.
I'll do it for you.
I let those guys handle it around me. I'll stop the run.
Now, forgive me if you went over this last week when I wasn't here, but I think about being called into the principal's office, and there's some there's some nervousness there. You're a little, you don't know what you're going to say. You wonder if the thought's going to come out. Were you nervous? I mean, what was that like meeting with him face to face? Was he cool? Was he distant? What was it like?
Well, I tell you, the meeting went totally opposite of how I thought it was going to go. You know, I went in there thinking that it's going to be a tough meeting with the commissioner and his staff, and we went in there thinking that they, you know, they for the lay the law down and, you know, accept my penalty. But you know, we went in there, got an understanding of everything. So I think the meeting, it was perfect meeting. I mean, he listened to me, I listened to him. We went over some film of my previous acts on the field and everything, and asked me some questions. And I told him, I told him how I felt. You know, I told him, you know, basically the love I have for the game. I mean, how I play the game and everything, you know, and they sat and listened. And I think that was the very best thing, because when I walked out of there, I felt so confident. And like I was telling you, I felt so confident walking out of there. Like, you know, I think I really got to him. And I looked at him as a different person now. And, you know, I wrote a letter and everything, just thanking him that, you know, the time I spent with him, those few hours, meant a lot to me, because now they know me as a person, not just what they see on the field. And I think sometimes people get that mixed up. They don't, you know, if you don't know me, you look at me on Sundays, you'd be like, man, he's an animal. He got problems. You see what I'm saying? But in reality, you know, when you meet me outside of football, it's like I'm a different person. You know, like I said, I have a family, I have kids, I'm a husband. I love people. And I think sometimes when I'm on the field, I be so anxious and just caught up in what's going on. And people tend to forget who I am as a person. So, but the people who know me, you see what I'm saying? So it was very productive. And as a matter of fact, he actually wrote me a letter thanking me for the letter that I sent him, and just thanking me of getting to understand me better. So we both on the same page right here. And, you know, I think that was something I had to do because of things that happened to me over my five-year career. Things that had happened to me and the plays that I had been fine and everything like that. I think that was a very important time to meet and, you know, just write him a letter, just thanking him for getting a chance to sit down and talk with him.
See, I think it's that way, though, for almost all you guys. I mean, I know you guys a little bit now. We've been together for a couple of years now. You're the quietest, most soft-spoken man I know. But that's not who I watched down there on the field sacking that quarterback yesterday. That's not the same guy who's sitting here talking to me right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I got three daughters, and people always mess with me. Man, you got three daughters, man. You must have been really something back in the day. And I think now, I was like, no, man, I think I got the three daughters to tame me a little bit, because I used to have a real bad attitude, and those girls have softened me up a little bit. So,
until you step out there.
Until I step out there, yeah. I'm looking at bobbleheads when I go out there. you ever seen those bobblehead dogs?
One of these.
Yeah.
So how's the head bobbing gonna be this week with the short week against the Jets? I mean, Teddy and Richard were talking about what a physical challenge it's gonna be this week for you guys.
Well, we got Fredo coming in.
That would be Eric Mangini. That's hilarious. I didn't know you were a Godfather fan.
Oh, man.
No,
man. No.
Ty Warren from downtown.
I'm smart.
Oh, I've been stepped over.
No,
you
no.
Broke my heart, Fredo. I knew it was you. I knew it was you.
No, seriously, man. I would let Vince take it. Man.
Vince, you got to help your friend out over here.
Vince, you didn't know he had it in him.
I'll tell you, boy.
You didn't know.
Yeah, I know he have it in him. I mean, don't forget, I deal with this guy every day. So, but I mean, it's you know, short week. I mean, division game.
Michael's gonna be gone the rest of the day.
Yeah, he's done. He's done. Oh man.
Go ahead, Vince. I'm sorry.
I mean, a division game is always tough. I mean, it's even tougher now that, you know, a couple of days that we're gonna have off and going into a Thursday night game. So They feeling the same way we feeling. I mean, hey, what can you do? I mean, we just have to do a great job of this week, whatever Bill have in store for us. We have to put it together in a short time. So speed up this process a little bit. But at the same time, I think by Thursday, we'll be ready to play.
Well, I mean, thanks to the Rams, the Jets got to take a half off. And thanks to your offense, you guys got to take a half off. Sitting around over there just watching them go up and down the field.
I mean, I think, like, you know what I'm saying, you play this game every week, and I don't care who you play. I mean, if it's a physical game or if it's a more passing game, just to, you know, just to step on the field on that on game day, it takes a toll on your body, automatic. And being a division game from the Buffalo Bills, we just played, and coming right back with another tough opponent in the Jets, it's going to be a tough one. But you know what? The one thing we have working for us, they have to come here. We don't have to go to New York, so they have to come see us on, you know, on our turf, and that's something that's, you know, we're looking forward to. I mean, by Thursday, everybody's going to be feeling good, trust me. I mean, the best we're going to feel is going to be Thursday. So how will we feel? We feel by
Friday. Friday, we'll maybe not so good, but Thursday, yeah, Friday, you'll feel fine.
Not good, but we can rest up, you know, after the game. So
what else you got, Ty Warren?
Anything else you want to say?
I said enough, man, but it's a short week, and, you know, we're expecting a, you know, a tough game, a division game, or a game that has a lot at stake for both sides, and I think both sides want to be at first place, and you know, we got them here at home, and so we're just gonna see how the chips fall.
Take your book bag and go to school. He's got all of his stuff here. He's already working on it, Vince. He's already getting ready. So
that's, you take care of me.
Congratulations, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Ty Warren, Vince Wilfork, Sports Radio WEEI.